You know, I always say in life, everything is timing. You know, in real estate, it's location, location, location. And in general life, whether things go really well or not, is timing, timing, timing. And the timing couldn't be any better for our next guest, who will be part of the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon's 2.0 book signing series, a series of virtual events where you zoom in and you listen to interesting conversations and interesting guests. And the next one that is coming up for the Hotchkiss Library is coming up on Friday, June 26th at 7 p.m. The book that will be talked about is called Russian Roulette, the inside story of Putin's war on America and the election of Donald Trump. Michael Iskoff will be there, but carrying on this conversation this time, of course, will be Brian Ross. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Glad to be here on The Breakfast Club.
Well, you know, Mr. Bolton has done you a big favor. You should have your next two events that you're doing for the library should be record attendance zooming into these meetings, because, wow, you couldn't have anything more explosive than what's come out from, I'll call him the anti-hero because I'll never call
John Bolton.
John Bolton, yeah, John Bolton, yeah. But Russian Roulette, the inside story of Putin's war on America and the election of Donald Trump. This conversation that you're going to have with the author should be really interesting now with additional insights.
Exactly. Well, you know, John Bolton, his book has rocketed to number one thanks to the promotional abilities of Donald J. Trump, who has tried to stop it after it's already been shipped and in some stores and lots of newspapers already printing excerpts. But Michael Isikoff, even before this, wrote, along with David Korn, Russian Roulette, which really was the story of the Russian efforts to affect the election in 2016, how they hacked into various accounts, and they created a huge social media campaign that sent sort of echoed various groups in this country and gave them a voice they didn't have. And Michael and David have really gone after this in a big way, and their book comes out in paperback. And so he's a good friend of mine from years back, back when I knew him first at the Washington Post and then at Newsweek. And he agreed to be part of this for our library's book signing 2.0. You know, we had our big plans every year to have the book sale and have dinners for some of the great authors, and he agreed to be there. And then, of course, COVID-19 changed everything, so he's agreed to do it via Zoom. And as you said, 7 o'clock next Friday.
So this has got to be a pretty interesting. This time for you, as Brian, as someone who's been his whole life involved in news coverage one way or the other, when you see these book signings and you get to speak to these authors about these topics, and we have also so much going on with the president and with other foreign leaders, this must be is this a time where you look at the media and you shake your head, or you look at the media and say that they're starting to really dig down and do their job?
Well, I think certainly Trump was a call to arms for all journalists to do their job better, and not, you know, I think we learned that not just at the White House, but everywhere, public officials need to be held to account, and that's certainly what you know, Mike Isikoff has been doing for generations in Washington. And, you know, I was looking at a thing that said that, you know, the flow of news in this year alone, and what was measured by Knight Silver, who writes for the 538, but the number of banner headlines in the New York Times is how he started to measure it. And it's just been 33 banner headlines so far this year. That means a headline across the full width of the page is how he's measuring, you know, what's big news. There's been so many big news. You can't keep track of all the major developments. You know, in 2020, we thought was going to be the year of the election. It's the year of the pandemic. It's the year of demands for racial justice. And it will be ultimately an election. And it will, I think, depend a lot on how President Trump is seen handling those two crises. And so far, he's not handled them well.
Now, when you speak with Michael Isikoff, you know, you mentioned race relations. And I remember in the 2016 election, what I saw on Facebook. And I do believe that the Russians stirred up divisions amongst the American population, not only from conservatives and liberals, but also from Black Americans and white Americans. I mean,
Very much so. You're right.
They attacked on several different levels. You know, as a country, we've been involved in Iraq and Iran and stuff like that, trying to make governmental change. But the Russians really, really did something very sophisticated, and even though it seems very non-sophisticated, does Iskov talk a little bit about the setup and the money that these?
Absolutely, and how they used social media, Facebook. I mean, they created what was a campaign that really was, if not coordinated with Trump, and no evidence of that came out apparently, but certainly parallel to suppress the Black vote, particularly among Black women in Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and certain other major cities, sort of portraying Hillary Clinton as somebody who wanted young Black men put in prison. And the voting turnout for Black women in those particular states was down about 2 million people.
You know, it's interesting that when I look at politics, I've always been a Bernie Sanders supporter because I've always been a progressive, not even a liberal. But when you look at this year's primaries and you see what happened, It really clinches the story of Michael Iskov's book, because Bernie Sanders got his certain percentage, but all of a sudden, all the other Democratic voters that didn't come out in 2016 started to come out in these primaries, because it wasn't the young vote that increased the turnout in the primaries. It was exactly what you're saying, minorities and women, that started once again to turn out in full force in these primaries.
Absolutely, and that's, of course, what Vice President Biden is counting on in the coming election, that they'll turn out. The Republicans have been very adept at what they just call it voter suppression. There are no two ways about it. That's how they call it. And they run ads that are negative to keep the vote down. And they've also done a lot of funny business with the voting registration polls in key Republican states, including Georgia and Oklahoma, where they have gone through with a master list, Marshall, of similar names. So if there's another Marshall Miles somewhere in Texas, you were in Georgia in your Marshall Miles, they'll challenge whether you are double registered. And they'll send you a letter or a postcard saying, if you don't respond to this, we're taking you off the polls. Hundreds of thousands of Joe Jones and Ruby Smiths and Diane Matthews, common names where there are duplicates, have been taken off the polls, and it's up to them to return the postcard they received, in other words, to get back on the list. One of them was a distant cousin of Martin Luther King in the last election in Georgia, was kept off the polls. She showed up. She'd voted the same place for 45, 60 years, and suddenly her name wasn't there, and they sorted it out. But there is a major effort to hold down the vote. And, of course, the Trump has claimed without any evidence whatsoever that mail-in ballots lead to fraud. So that's the game that's being played. Most people know how they're going to vote. It's a question of who can get their voters to the polls.
We're speaking once again with Brian Ross on Friday, June 26th at 7 o'clock, a virtual event which you can buy tickets for. HotchkissLibrary.org on the web is where you can get the link to the tickets. The book, Russian Roulette, The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump. What you're talking about, mail-in voting, Brian, I don't know if you looked across the aisle in New York State. Governor Cuomo said, yes, you're going to vote for your school budgets and you're going to vote for your boards of education, and it's going to be a mail-in. People were worried about this. Brian, across the board, every school district had monster turnouts as compared to before. With voting by mail, I can tell you right now, Weebatuck, over 1,000 people voted by mail.
Fascinating.
Their normal voting was maybe 300 people. But this was across the board in every school district, how people really liked the ability to vote by mail.
Fascinating. There you go. And we should make it easier for Americans to vote, not harder. Maybe the whole day should be a holiday. Nobody works at all, and everybody goes to vote. it imposes lots of restriction on people that have tough jobs and kids at home to get to the polls. And if we made it easier, we'd be a more democratic country, lower D.
Now, are you going to wind into the conversation with Michael Isikoff about the revelations in the coming Bolton book?
Oh, I think so. I mean, Barron and I just worked at a clip of the Bolton interview with Martha Raddatz, my former colleague at ABC News. It'll air on Sunday, but the clip's out this morning, which said, what's the relationship of Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin, she asked him. And Bolton said, I think that Putin plays Trump like a fiddle. So that's a question for Mike Isikoff for sure. And, of course, everyone who logs on and joins our book signing, you can send your own questions to Mike. He's eager to take all questions.
It should be an interesting conversation. I loved political science when I was in high school, and I look at social media now, which has been the doom, really, of American.
For better or worse.
Yeah, for better or worse it is. But everybody's an expert. But you never can tell, really, what's coming from where. So, and when you look at back in the days, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, how important they were in breaking big stories. Now you have books like this by Michael Isikoff where people can get involved and understand really the intertwinings of what happened with Russia in the last election.
No, Mike is great, and he does it on both sides of the aisle, as you say. He's the one who broke the story on Monica Lewinsky and the blue dress, and he broke a lot of big stories over the years involving both Republicans and Democrats, and he's a great reporter, and the library is certainly honored and thrilled to have him join us for our book signing, because it brings a lot of needed attention. He's a supporter of libraries, as we all are, and Marshall, of course, thanks to you so much for being a supporter as well.
Well, I one of the things that I really missed this summer is that book signing, because not only do you get a chance to meet people, people like Henry Kissinger or Michael Isikoff, who you don't normally get a chance to sit and even chat and say hello to.
Right.
So when the library came up with this way of people to continue on to do this, I think it's just a terrific tradition that's continuing in the virtual world, and hopefully next summer.
Oh, next summer we'll have our tents back up, and we'll have the authors right there. God willing, and the vaccine willing, we'll do that.
All right, and you've got, after Michael Isikoff, you've got another one coming up, right?
That's right, Jerry Mitchell on July 10th, and Jerry is a veteran investigative reporter in Mississippi who's made it his passion, his mission in life, to look at the old civil rights cases and the murders that were never solved and what can be done about them. And he's written a terrific book about that, and he'll be a guest of the Hotchkiss Library on July 10th. The same setup, the Zoom meeting, 7 o'clock. You can buy tickets at our website. And he's also fascinating, just as interesting in a different area, but, a tough investigative reporter, who has been fair and honest, and he has driven officials to do what they should do, and he gets results.
All right, Brian. Well, we'll obviously speak to you before that.
Yeah, let's do that for sure
as well. Once again, you can join Brian and Michael Isikoff on Friday, the 26th at 7 o'clock. You can Zoom in. Like we said, there is a registration, there is a cost, but this supports your local library, the Hotchkiss Library. Russian Roulette: The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump. Brian, we'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks.
Great talking to you, Marshall.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay. Bye bye.
Brian Ross this morning here with us on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, HotchkissLibrary.org for tickets and more information about this really fun event. If you're into of the current media and especially what's going on, I said Michael Bolton, John Bolton here. But this is a Russian Roulette, the inside story of Putin's war on America and the election of Donald Trump. Once again, Friday, June 26th, to register and get tickets, HotchkissLibrary.org, HotchkissLibrary.org.